It's 8:30. We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Dorn absent all day to approve. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Motion to approve. Minutes of previous meeting.
Minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 15 through 17.
Motion to approve tax correction slips 15, 16, and 17.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Lorene, what do you have going?
Nothing. I did do a little spreadsheet on the Black Hills correction. If any of you want to see it. It tells you each political subdivision, you know, how much the valuation has lost and how much tax dollars we are losing on that. So. And otherwise, I don't know a whole lot.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Matt?
So tax revenue that's lost, will we have to pay this back retroactive, or how does that work? Is they're going to gig us for interest, and is there any appeals process since the evaluations were approved by the state? So now we're responsible for something that the state approved and said was okay. How does that work?
Well, I'm not 100% for sure, but we did get a letter from the state, and it said, you know, that we could contact Ruth Sorensen or John Cannon about questions, but they gave me the statute number, and they told me to please adjust the records and issue the refunds. So I don't know if there's interest, but I know we do have to issue. I guess you guys can look at that.
I know Patty indicated to me that since there was a settlement that they settled, it sounded like they're... She didn't indicate there would be an appeal.
So can I just read for the record? It looks like Gage County loss in tax dollar for 2009 is $9,824.34. And then it's got townships as well. And so I don't know. Oh, they got it. Okay. So that's our portion, basically $9,800.
Right.
The school districts that took the real hit.
I think they are in litigations with other pipelines, but I'm not 100% for sure. So we might be losing more money.
I don't know how we're going through that again. We went through that a few years ago and changed the law to why we're going through it again now.
I don't know, because I know when I talked to the state, I know they said there was other pipelines and stuff that were in litigations with them. So
I remember when they were made exempt, I introduced legislation, passed it with a big fight with Enron, because to make them pay up to a certain point regardless, which they didn't want to do, but we passed the legislation forcing them to do that, and I don't know what this is. I don't understand this one at all.
But just to continue the conversation, I find it interesting that the value was off by 40-some%, and then I would be curious, well, just for Gage County, as far as going from 6.2 to 3.8, it looks like that's the corrected value. And, you know, sometimes when we look just from the protest process, we look at, for like a rental, income potential. And we all know what the big oil companies are making. It'd be interesting to see, you know, what the true value of that is based on the revenue they generate with the product that comes through our little corner of the state. So interesting.
I do know this correction is all on the personal property part of it. There's a real estate part and a personal property part, and the corrections for Black Hills was all on the personal property part.
It was from 145 million to 90 million.
Personal property was made exempt. It all started back with the Conagra issue years ago, and in order to show the state of Nebraska's appreciation for the companies who are doing business in this state. And I won't make any sarcastic remarks at this point.
Reduction just at 38-40%. How do you protest that? That's what I want. I want a 40% reduction.
What else, Laureen?
That's all I have.
Okay. Anything else for equalization? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:36. Board of Supervisors at 8:45.